Five men took turns running the city of Galesburg in 2023, but the latest and current city manager has plans to stay a while. Eric Hansen assumed the position as the city's top administrator on December 11th, after spending the past 4 years as the assistant city manager in Normal. However, he's not a stranger in town or to the area. A native of West Central Illinois, Eric graduated from Monmouth College with a concentration in economics and holds an MPA in public administration from the University of Illinois Springfield. He worked for the former Galesburg Regional Economic Development Agency from 2005 to 2007 and served as the city administrator for Monmouth for 5 years from 2007 to 2012. In addition to Monmouth, he's also served as the city manager in Baldwin, Missouri and Indianola, Iowa. Through his extensive experience as a public administrator, Eric has developed a track record for successfully managing capital projects, building consensus, and effectively resolving complex issues. Eric joins me today to talk about his vision for Galesburg. Eric, welcome back to Galesburg, and thank you for joining me on Galesburg Live.
Great. I appreciate you having me, Jay.
Sure. So, first of all, why are you here? Kind of a simple question, but what made the job attractive to you and your family?
Yeah, it's not very often you get those opportunities to kind of come full circle, right, in your career. Mm-hmm. And this was definitely one of those moments for me, having been in the city management profession and also doing some work in economic development for the first, I guess it's now been 20 years of my career. This was one of those places that, you know, early in my career really had a big impact. You know, there are a lot of folks here in town when I was back in my 20s who had a pretty profound impact on, who I ultimately became and how my career progressed. And ultimately, this was an opportunity to come back to a place that obviously was very good to me. So that obviously was a big piece. You know, my wife and I both still have family in the area. That certainly was a piece of the puzzle. And just the opportunity, right? I mean, whereas, you kind of started and talked about some of the transition and, mm-hmm. and the challenges, and some would probably shy away from that. But I looked at it and saw opportunity, right, to provide some stability, to work with the staff, work with the team, and see what we could get accomplished. So I think when you put it all together, it was just a good fit for me. And at this time that, you know, maybe 5 years ago or 5 years from now, maybe not the same, but right now it really hit home with where we are, both in terms of our careers, my wife and I, and where our kids are. It was just the right time, the right fit.
Maybe what made it different, because the job was open just a year ago. Yeah. Had you thought about coming back here before, or is it just a timing thing?
It was a timing thing. I looked at it, but we were just coming out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was working on some pretty cool stuff in Normal at the time, and some that I talked with Tom about, there a couple weeks ago when I was on for the first time. You know, Rivian was ratcheting up. We were working on some stuff in the Uptown, and that I was kind of spearheading, and so. While I looked at it, I didn't give it great consideration, but at that time, both my kids were freshmen in school, freshmen in high school, freshmen in college. That's not ideal time for a transition. it was just kind of a timing thing. So not that I didn't consider it, but I didn't give it a lot of consideration, both in terms of where I was professionally, but also in terms of where the family was. I'm quite confident my wife would have supported coming back then, mm-hmm. just like she did now. She's really glad to be back closer to home, and so I'm just happy that it worked out now. Unfortunate the circumstances that kind of led to this, but regardless, it provided an opportunity that otherwise, maybe not materialized.
Right. I know you've probably remained somewhat connected to Galesburg through family, former colleagues and the news, but briefly, how is Galesburg any different than it was when you worked here 20 years ago?
Yeah, so I think... the thing that's most noticeable, so when I was back here in the early 2000s, Maytag was just shutting down, right? So there was a definite different vibe, I guess, or a different kind of prognosis. The remaining economy overall was pretty strong. And really, it was just kind of this shock, right? Wow, our major employer is leaving town. So I think the work was different. Then in terms of what our focus was, there was still, obviously a substantial workforce here that was trained in manufacturing, that obviously was seeking opportunities. You know, as you fast forward to today, obviously the conditions have changed, the market has changed, the economy has changed, mm-hmm. candidly, right? I mean, the manufacturing sector isn't the same as it used to be. The retail sector isn't the same. You know, commerce, just how economies work have evolved quite a bit over the last 20 years. So, and Galesburg is no exception to that. And I think, you know, obviously we've continued to see some aging of the population, obviously some population loss, and then obviously some workforce loss. And so that's a definite challenge. It's also an opportunity in terms of, you know, what can be done within the economy. But definitely those are noticeable differences from 2003, 4, 5 timeframe to today.
Okay. This is Jay Redfern, and I'm talking to new Galesburg City Manager Eric Hansen. So what's your approach or strategy as Galesburg's new city manager? Do you sit back and observe for a while, or do you plan to be aggressive in the early going?
Well, I think it depends, right? So internally, the general, I think, philosophy, I mean, you have to learn. You have to get mm-hmm. to know your organization. So that's more of a kind of take a step back, come in, learn from the folks that are here. We have a lot of senior management folks that have been in the city for 10, 20, 30 years, right? So they've got a lot of historical knowledge that's quite invaluable, mm-hmm. honestly. Although that being said, I had a staff meeting this morning and told them I've already been here a month, right? So it goes by pretty quick, you know? And so, when I first got here back in early December, I told them I would take, 4 to 6 weeks to just kind of evaluate, understand what's going on, kind of watch the dynamic with the staff, the council, the community. And so obviously have done that, have had a tremendous number of meetings, both internally and externally, connected with a lot of folks that, I've known for, in some cases, 20 years. And really now I'm starting to kind of get a clearer picture of where I want to go in 2024, and where we need to go as an organization, and a city operation. Externally, we're always striving for those development opportunities, right? So conversations with Ken and his team and the folks at the chamber and Josh at the Community Foundation and a number of people that are working on these, plus some of our business leaders, any of those opportunities to grow, expand, our economy and investment in our economy. Those you do certainly from day one as they present themselves, and had some good discussions so far, and I'm encouraged by some of the interest in the community.
Okay, so some would say Galesburg, we can't get along, we can't get stuff done. Does Galesburg need a culture change or an attitude adjustment? You know, and if so, how do we break the cycle?
Well, I don't know that I'm the best person to answer that right now, and certainly.
But you've probably heard about it.
Fair question. Yeah, it's a perfectly fair question. I've had multiple discussions in the first 4 weeks on that very topic, mm-hmm. depending, and the discussions vary depending on who I'm speaking with. But, the reality is all communities this size, struggle with burnout, fatigue, being spread too thin, repetition of services, and those so on and so forth. And, I think there are opportunities to consolidate, certainly. Will those ultimately happen? I hope so, because I think our community will be better for it. What I do think is that, the city needs to provide lead by example, so to speak, mm-hmm. and be a good strategic partner in the community, provide guidance and support to those organizations who are trying to move the community forward, and hope organically that some of those things happen. But no doubt, but the challenges that are here that you point out in the question are not unique to Galesburg, and it's just a matter of, again, I think part of it comes to, are we even all on the same page in terms of what we're trying to accomplish? Mm-hmm. And that's where I think the city can provide some real leadership.
Okay. How about internally? What's been your message to council members and the mayor in the early going?
I've tried to focus is probably the best word, right? Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of change, a lot of issues that have been a little weighty, right?
Right.
Politically. And, you know, they're all great folks, great intention, willing to serve, you know, put their name on a ballot. And, you know, if you've ever done that, that's weighty, you know, in and of
right.
itself, right? Their willingness to do it, regardless of whether you agree with an individual or not, you know, they're willing to serve. So from my perspective, my discussions with them all have been very positive. But what I've really honed in on from a city manager's perspective is, hey, let's focus. Like, if we look at 2024, you know, what are the things we want to accomplish in 2024?
Mm-hmm.
And when we look back at the end of the year, will we say that those things we accomplished made a difference? And that's really been my focus to them. My challenge to them is, you know, as I sit down, you come in and meet with the manager and you meet with the staff. What is it we're trying to get accomplished here? And let's really focus in on 3, 4, 5 key things that we want to get done so that when we get towards the end of the year, we look back and say, hey, we made some good investments here and here's the positive outcomes that occurred, and really focus our energy in that direction.
Okay. This is Jay Redfern, and I'm talking to new Galesburg City Manager Eric Hansen. So you've already mentioned that you've started to meet with community leaders, and you've mentioned a couple of people. So from the early meetings from those people outside of City Hall, what are some of their general concerns and wishes?
Concern is always the economy, right?
Mm.
Housing is a huge issue. Workforce is another issue. I think those I've probably heard the most, and it's kind of a chicken or egg thing, right? Like, we want the opportunities, we want the investment, we want the jobs, but we need the workforce to do it. Is the workforce trained? Are they ready? So lots of good conversations about that. Then do we have housing for those folks? Like, we all want people to move into the community, but they have to have some place to live, and we have to have the things that those coming in want.
Right.
And that's a challenge even, you know, in places like Normal that are growing, substantially. So, those are common themes, I would say, some of which, you know, I shared with the council and staff in a kind of an end of year message of what we're hoping to accomplish and what we need to accomplish, and that's going to take more investment in our neighborhoods and in our public spaces, in our infrastructure, and obviously we have to create the right conditions so that we also can address some of the housing needs as well.
How important are communication skills for a city manager? Do you feel that you have a responsibility to help share Galesburg's vision?
Absolutely. I don't think you can do this job without, you know, being able to articulate both internally and externally, you know, the direction that you're wanting to take the ship. And again, I don't have any illusions, right? Like, I can sit on this podcast or come on the radio tomorrow or just be out speaking to a group or whatever. People will disagree,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to be comfortable with that. And, you know, certainly be open and flexible and willing to adapt. I certainly had some thoughts coming in 4 weeks in, you know, probably have a little, you know, some of those priorities have maybe shifted a little bit internally and externally, depending on, you know, the subject. But nonetheless, you still have to be able to create that or I should say, you know, clearly state kind of what your intentions are and where you want to take the city operation.
Okay. Obviously it's still early, but are there 2, 3, 4 things that Galesburg really has going for it? And what makes us an attractive community?
Oh, 100%. You know, we're blessed to have an interstate going right by us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So being on an interstate system is a wonderful, wonderful asset. The railroad is another tremendous asset. Our education system from K through, you know, graduate, almost, you know, to undergraduate with Knox and Carl Sandburg and you know, 205. There's a multitude of educational opportunities here that I think are really positive. Especially if you add on some of the VOTEC stuff that is going on out at Carl Sandburg and with 205 and you know, Knox being a nationally recognized liberal arts institution and another one that I'm familiar with, you know, 15 miles to the
right.
to the west, which I'm pretty fond of as well. In proximity, you know, this entire corridor through here from the Quad Cities down to Peoria, Bloomington, Normal to Champaign, you know, all along I-74, there's actually expansion going on all throughout the area, you know, and so we're right on that pathway. So you put that, our proximity to the river. We have an airstrip here with the airport, which is also a plus. And then we got a good core base of business still, right, with Blick and BNSF and OSF and the work that Graham is doing and the expansion of their medical facilities here. Quality of life is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I think all of those things combined are good selling points for the community.
Okay. This is Jay Redfern. I'm talking to new Galesburg City Manager Eric Hansen. So have you identified things that you feel are important to get done both short-term and long-term? And what are some of those? You mentioned earlier about identifying things you want done maybe this year. Yeah. What are some of those things maybe in year one that we might see?
Well, 100%. It starts with planning. Good planning, right? Mm-hmm. So I hope that we move forward with undertaking a robust strategic planning process with the council, with the community, with key stakeholders. I just think that's essential. You have to know where you're going. You can't be in a reactionary mode and have success either as a community, and especially not in the development world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have infrastructure where it's needed before it's needed in many cases, right? And as well as, you know, working with our partners in the utilities, whether that's Ameren, the sanitary district, so on and so forth. So, and, you know, if we're going in and talking about neighborhood revitalization, or we're talking about investing in our green spaces, our public spaces, or those facilities, whether it's partnering with, you know, the educational assets that are here related to workforce, all of those things should be well thought out, well planned. And then the budget needs to match it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we want to do this. It's another thing if you actually put the money towards it.
Right.
And so that requires tough decisions, right? It's not just automatic, well, we need to go get more revenue. That's not how this business works, right? You know, sometimes you have to make decisions, and that's all part of the planning process in terms of, hey, what, you know, if we're going to invest money here, whether it's in workforce, whether it's in neighborhood revitalization, whether it's in infrastructure, it may mean we can't do something else. And those are things you all that kind of bear themselves out through a planning process, and then you stick to your plan, you work your plan, and hope that it's successful.
So kind of fundamentally, how does this planning work then? I mean, is that from a city administration, from you, or how do you involve people in the planning?
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually it's you bring in outside help, folks that are well-trained, well-versed. You know, when we were in Normal, we used the Center for Governmental Studies at NIU. They brought down folks. Their leadership is comprised of people who used to be in the city management field, now on the academic side. You know, they meet with internally with staff, they meet with the council. Then they also do key stakeholder groups within the business community. They oftentimes do community focus groups as well, or kind of roundtables and surveys. And it's a very comprehensive approach, right? And they take all this data and kind of, you know, put it together into kind of a initial document. And then from there, then the council sits down with leadership team and really, you know, usually spends a couple days just really focusing in mm-hmm. on taking this data and really honing in on what are the priorities. And, you know, and then you have, in their case, you know, usually they focus on, you know, the immediate priorities, i.e., you know, year one and two, and then, you know, medium, you know, three to five, and then five and out, and what it's going to take, who's going to do them, you know, estimated cost in some cases, so you can really kind of get a complete picture of what, you know, problem you're trying to solve. And, you know, it could be everything from some, you know, economic development, you know, expansion out of the logistics park or some other location, to, you know, dealing with issues like folks who are without homes and, you know, in need of social services and some of those things and some of the gaps. And, you know, maybe the city is a player in some of those, solving some of those problems. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's a different agency, but that's what kind of the plan shares to you, is mm-hmm. to say, hey, you know, these are the things we can do and should do and we need to invest in.
And the rest of it, we need to find partners to help solve some of those problems, because the city is not going to do that.
Right. Okay. Let's drill down on some topics. The community center is kind of a well-documented, saga, and enters its third year really without much resolution. From your perspective, you know, where does the community center stand and what's next?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, I read the report that came to council, and then I also read the alternative report as well. In fact, I read it first on your website, right? Okay. Back when I was still down in Normal. But I think it. If you can remove all of the emotion out, which when you're an outsider is a little bit easier to
right.
do, right? And you just look at kind of what's there, whether it's, you know, from the what was submitted or the one that didn't get submitted, and or all the other conversation that's gone on over the last year, 2 years, whatever. There's some common themes there, right?
Right.
Like, I think in many cases we're kind of chasing the same goal. There's just varying beliefs on what is the best resolution. I think we're kind of at the point where it's like, okay, you know, we've talked about this long enough, and ultimately, I think, you know, council in this first quarter is going to make a decision. I don't exactly know how that's going to go. I've met with all seven council members. There are some common themes, and then there are some differences, right? And that's okay. I mean, not to be overly philosophical, but that's kind of how democracy works, right?
Yeah.
And so from my standpoint, it's kind of like taking what's there and then building some consensus with council, and then making decision of moving on.
Right.
Because in the end, I am confident, and neither degree led me to understand that some people are going to be happy and some people are not, you know, in this case, that's a highly charged issue.
Right.
And I think regardless, we'll make some progress on some of those things that are found within those mm-hmm. two submittals. And like I said, Jay, I mean, very candid, I actually don't know as I sit here today exactly how it's going to shake out, but I do know the council is ready to kind of move this thing and come to some conclusions and move it forward. And so I would expect here, like I said, in the first quarter, at some point this will end up on the council agenda, and they're going to make an ultimate decision of the investments in some form of center or some concept that solves some of those issues that were identified in the plan, and we'll move forward. And they'll be feeling shared, I'm sure, on your website and other places.
Okay. You've mentioned several times today as we've been talking about housing. So how much of a concern is housing in Galesburg? You know, what are the needs and what can be done to improve that?
Yeah, it is a concern. Uh-huh. And I think if you talk to folks in the real estate world, I think if you talk to people who are looking for a home, there aren't a tremendous amount of options. We haven't had really any new construction to speak of for years, compared to some of our peers. That again is kind of a chicken or the egg thing. You know, when I've talked to council, you know, in some communities they get more aggressive in terms of how they approach housing, how they invest in it. I did a story for GLT, WGLT, which is the main station down in Normal about this subject, you know, maybe a month or so ago, I guess 2 months ago. I've been here a month now. But regardless, you know, there are places up, you know, in other parts of Illinois, especially up in the suburbs where, they've invested in housing the same as they've invested in economic development, right? Like if you want this to happen, I don't know that we're going to go there. I don't know that even I agree with that, but whether it's more assistance with the infrastructure, you know, roads today, roads, water, and sewer per linear foot are multiple times more expensive than they were 10 and 20 years ago to put in. Whether it's land acquisition assistance, I mean, at some point you got to start removing the barriers as to why, these opportunities aren't happening.
And when you say housing, that's all across the board from
single family to multifamily, duplexes, mm-hmm. everything in between. We definitely have some deficiencies there that I think need to be addressed, and also just helping in terms of how do we create environments so that there's also reinvestment in our existing housing. I think there are books about this, right? But I mean, Galesburg is blessed with some amazing old historic homes, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you can right. go up and down, pick your Northwest Street, right? But those are hard to maintain, yeah. and they're expensive. And again, when we talk about these things, Jay, it's not that I believe the city will solve all these problems, but it's what can we do to create the environment where that investment can take place. I think those are things that we have to discuss.
Okay. And you've mentioned this also before, but kind of on the same page, you mentioned neighborhood revitalization and the overall appearance of the city. What's your views on that?
Well, I mean, so from the city's standpoint, the staff have already heard. I'm very much an attention to detail type of individual. And I believe, when you get off the exit, how we look is important. Mm-hmm. When you're driving through town, it's important. When you come to City Hall, it's important, So I hope we're going to continue to see progress in some of those endeavors. We want to put our best face forward. Again, there are people, I know there are people, and Ken Springer would tell you the same thing. There are companies looking to invest in Galesburg all the time. All the time.
Right.
And they're going to tell us they're here, but they are here. And some of them I know because I've talked to them after the fact. They're making their evaluations, and they don't say, hey, we're coming on January 23rd, so make sure you clean everything up and make it look nice.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important that we do it all the time, year round. And so certainly we're, nothing against, our folks do a great job, but, I think aesthetically, it's important that we put our best foot forward all the time. It's funny though, Jay, that's the same discussion I remember having when I was sitting in meetings with Greta and
right.
downtown council and uh-huh. so on and so forth. And yet the flip side of that example, I mean, it's hard to argue that driving through on Main Street with the holiday lights and everything, we look pretty spectacular.
Right. Yes, we do.
I mean, when you compare us and I'd put us up against Uptown Normal or any place. Like, it's amazing, Dre. You come underneath the underpass if you're coming east to west, and just you just see the lights and the effort, and it just looks phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we recreate that throughout the community? How do we create that throughout our city facilities? And we have to lead by example. So certainly that's important. We've been successful through a number of grant programs and reinvesting in some of our neighborhoods, through CDAP and UDAG, and there's other programs out there. And I suspect we're going to be as aggressive or more aggressive in trying to leverage those resources to help homeowners make reinvestments in their property.
Okay. This is Jay Redfern. I'm talking to new Galesburg City Manager Eric Hansen. So plans to locate the National Railroad Hall of Fame in Galesburg were announced in 2006, and we really haven't seen – I know there's a lot of stuff that's been going on behind the scenes, but we haven't seen ground broken on that for a variety of reasons. Where does that project stand as far as what you know?
Yeah, so I don't know a lot because I haven't met with Julie yet.
Okay.
Right?
Julie King.
Julie King. I've had some conversations with a few other board members, but – really haven't had a chance to connect with Julie, who's really the has been the driver of that, right? I was on that board, I think, through 2007 or 2008, and spent a lot of time on that project early on when I was here, and lots of potential. Just it's just a really challenging project, right? I mean, if it wasn't, it'd be done,
right?
So I think that goes without saying. I do understand they made some progress. I think there are some options how it's all going to shake out. I'm not 100% sure, but I think, I guess I'll answer my answer without the direct answer, right, is I think anything that we can do to differentiate ourselves as a community, to bring people to our community, to showcase who we are and what we're about is a good investment, whether that's city investment, whether that's private investment, whether it's a combination of Those are the things that we need to try to do to differentiate ourselves. And if you look at communities, you know, an obvious example, right, is Galena.
Right.
It's as far a corner of the state as you can get. There's zero easy ways to get there, right? They took their niche and tens of thousands of people go there all the time.
Right.
They built their entire economy in a town of 5,000 people by creating something that's different, something mm-hmm. that's unique, something that draws people. You know, pick a number of places that have done that. The Hall of Fame or, you know, the Railroad Museum or, you know, any number of things that we do to try and differentiate ourselves. How do we, as a community, creating an environment and create opportunities that say to people, hey, we want to come here. I mean, I remember 20 years ago, I don't even know if they still do it. I should probably ask that question. But, you know, when the PGA Tour was up in the Quad Cities, they would bring busloads of people to Seminary Street.
Yeah.
Right? And make a day of it. And as a destination, even though, I mean, they were up in the Quad Cities, which is how many times bigger than us, right? those things all contribute to the broader economy. So whether it's that, whether it's, you know, creating music venues, whether it's, you know, creating, you know, other destinations. I used the example in a couple meetings last week, some of the stuff we worked on in Normal through cultural arts. You know, one of our festivals, our primary festival in August this year, drew over 40,000 people into our downtown mm-hmm. over a weekend. And as you can imagine, there was a pretty substantial spike in economic activity for that weekend. But that was just one of a multitude of events that went on all summer long. And, you know, would bring people to town, both internally and then obviously from outside the community, because we would you know, track data based on cell phones. And so we had a pretty good idea of what was going on and what that economic impact was. And, you know, I know, I'm sure, you know, Randy at Tourism would certainly support this. but again, back to your initial point about the Hall of Fame, I am generally supportive of things that are going to differentiate us, that are going to make us unique and help drive economic activity to our community.
Okay. Finally, let's talk just a little economic development. You've mentioned it a couple times and you know, referred to Ken Springer. How healthy is economic development here in Galesburg? Is it better than maybe people here even realize?
Well, yeah, I mean, you heard me in the first, my first radio show about changing the narrative. And, you know, we just have to tell our story better, right? I mean, I think I went to my first board meeting, KCAP board meeting here last week. And, you know, it's, I think there are 10 years since they kind of transitioned. And
right.
I think the number they threw out in terms of economic activity that's in their guide was like almost $320 million has been invested over a 10-year period. Even if you just average that out, that's $30 million a year, right? That's, you know, that's not insignificant.
Right.
We just don't tell our story very well, honestly. I think that's part of it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say we don't have challenges, right? I mean, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna about, you know, everything. But I do think Galesburg needs a cheerleader, honestly, because mm-hmm. I think there are good things that are here. I think there's good things that are happening here. You know, I had a great opportunity. I had lunch with Dave and Natalie from Masters and Dave's Autobody. Dave Dunn and Natalie Kessler. And we, you know, we had a great lunch. And I was talking to them and talking about, you know, we were talking about, you know, kind of this negative persona. But then, you know, they pointed out, aptly so, you know, they bring folks into Masters from all over the country.
Right.
Who look at our downtown and the facilities and the restaurants and all the options that we have for mm-hmm. a town of 30,000 people. And are just amazed, right? And I get, you know, in some cases, it's all about perspective, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, no doubt, I think Ken's doing a tremendous job. You know, I knew of him and kind of met him, I think, once or twice before I got here. But you know, look, it's a tough gig, having used to be in that role. But are there opportunities here with some of the existing structures, with businesses that are here that can expand? Is the likelihood of us landing 1,500, 2,000 jobs in some factory, those are needles in a haystack, right? My perspective is there are a tremendous number of opportunities for 50, 100, 150 jobs with even our existing employers to expand, to create that combined would create some real momentum for us. And I look forward to working with him and the rest of the economic development team to do just that.
Okay. That wraps up my conversation with new Galesburg City Manager, Eric Hansen. Eric, I know a lot of people are excited to have you here running things at City Hall, and I wish you the best of luck and look forward to more conversations like this on Galesburg in Focus.
Great. I really appreciate it, Jay. I appreciate this opportunity. Any chance I can get to tell our story, I'm certainly going to do that. And I hope, hope the audience, appreciates it and look forward to having more conversations about where we're headed in the future.